one down for real.
And welcome to Road to the Super Bowl with Brandon Nemmons, featuring Connor Nemmons here. So here we have our picks for everybody in the playoffs and who's going to win the Super Bowl. So our first game that is happening today at 2:20, we have Houston versus Kansas City. Connor, who do you like in this game?
Well, I personally don't like anyone in this game. But I'm going to have to go Kansas City on this. You know, they've had a pretty good season. And, you know, you don't really hear much of the Texans nowadays. So I take that into consideration that I think Kansas is going to win.
All right. Kansas City, after getting off to a terrible 1-5 start, they have gotten 10 wins in a row. They're on fire. Houston with their 8-8 record.
It doesn't seem like something that the playoffs, they don't deserve to be in the playoffs.
Right, but they still won their division. And they do
because
get
because they're
home
in a terrible division.
Well, Houston does get home field. I like Kansas City in this because they are on fire. They are red hot right now. And the red hot Chiefs deserve to beat Houston. All right, on to Pittsburgh versus Cincinnati. So, Connor, what are your thoughts on this game?
I've been thinking about this a lot, and you know what? I think that this is an exciting matchup, but I went to the Monday night game for when the Broncos played the Bengals, and the Bengals seemed pretty decent there. They might have lost, but they were actually pretty decent. They brought the game into overtime and everything, but then on the same hand, the Steelers have the Antonio Brown, and Antonio Brown's an amazing player. I love him. Well, I don't love him, but I love his skills, I guess you could say. But you know, I'm gonna have to go Pittsburgh on that one.
All right, and with that, I totally agree with you. Like Kansas City, Pittsburgh is red hot. Sure, they might have lost that one in week 16 against Baltimore, but you know, I think they've overcome that. Yeah. And they're getting stronger as the season progresses.
You win some, you lose some. That's
yeah.
If it's a good team, you're a good team.
And you know that, like, the fact that they're in the playoffs is amazing because New York needed to lose and they needed to win, and that's exactly what happened. That shows that fate is on their side, and that is why I like Pittsburgh over Cincinnati, mm-hmm. Even in Cincinnati. All right, tomorrow we have Washington versus Green Bay. So who do you like in this matchup?
You know what? I am a pretty big Packers fan. I like the discount double check and all. But same deal with the Houston game. You don't hear much of the Redskins nowadays. You know, I mean, I know they have been playing pretty good, but still, I feel it's almost just natural almost to have Green Bay win that game. I mean, it seems kind of silly to say. I mean, it might be like an upset if the Redskins win. I find it to be almost practically silly if Green Bay loses.
So you're saying that Green Bay is going to win by a lot?
Not a lot. I mean, I'm saying if the Redskins are able to step up their game, maybe it can be close, exciting overtime or something.
All right. Well, I agree with you in the fact that Green Bay will win, but I have different reasons. So, Washington, like you said, you don't hear much of them, but they still won their division regardless. They're like the Texans of the NFC. However, Green Bay's offensive line is horrendous, and they can't let Aaron Rodgers be sacked that many times in this game. Because if he gets sacked, and Washington's defense is decent.
But the Packers got Randall Cobbs.
I don't care about Randall Cobbs. If Rodgers can't get the ball out of his hands, it's going to do nothing.
They also have a bunch of men with long hair. That's got to do them something.
All right. So we both think Green Bay is going to win that game.
Yeah, I think it's not going to be a shutout or anything. I think it's just going to be... The Green Bay's going to win by maybe one or two touchdowns, possibly.
All right. And on to our final first-round game, Seattle against Minnesota. I find this to be a great matchup. What do you think of this?
You know, I don't care how much people are going to hate me for saying this, but I got to go Minnesota on this one. You know, Seahawks have been great this year. I mean, I'm not going to say great, but they've been a good team this year, and I feel like it might be an upset here. That I'm just feeling that it might turn out to be an upset.
All right, so you're with Minnesota. I hate to say it, but I'm with Seattle on this one because they are insane in the playoffs. They got here. They know what to do. They're seasoned veterans. The Seahawks defense is insane. And against a Minnesota offense that's been on and off recently, I have a feeling that Seattle is going to pull this one off maybe 21-17.
I mean, I'm on your side that, yes, Seattle is a great team. Their defense is great. Everything about the Seahawks is great. But, you know, I feel like it's just going to be an upset. Like, not like... Broncos Seahawks Super Bowl upset, but a bit of unexpected upset, kind of.
All right, so now that we've got all that out of the way, let's move on to the second round. So obviously Denver, New England, Carolina, and Arizona all got first round byes, and Denver and Carolina both have home field advantage. How do you think this is going to come into effect?
Well, you see, judging by all the other Broncos and Patriots games that I've seen, you know, I've noticed something. Every time the Patriots come here, Broncos win that game. Every time we go to New England, we lose. So I find this in the playoffs to be wonderful and great that we have the home field advantage, because I hope this follows the pattern that I'm noticing here. But you know what? I find the bye to be great. It's going to be some exciting playoffs that we're going to see.
All right, so I think that the teams with the first round bye are going to come off of a little bit less momentum. You know, you haven't won a playoff game yet. You're still searching for that momentum. And I think that there are three out of four teams here will win. There is one team out of all of these guys that I think should have had to play in that first round game to gain momentum. All right, anyway, so Denver versus Pittsburgh. Who do you like?
Well, you know, I'm a diehard Broncos fan, but you know what? Broncos are starting Manning for the playoffs, and I mean, I saw the Broncos-Chargers game. You know, Brock was doing terrible that game. He was throwing picks and fumbling every drive. They couldn't get down the field, and then we brought Manning in, you know. We did great, but I don't believe in Manning that he can do the playoffs almost. But you know what? I don't know right now at this moment. I might have to wait because, see, this is a good matchup. I like it. We played them before and we lost. Okay, I'm sorry. I need to remember that. I feel like considering that we lost the last game then, but that was in Pittsburgh, if I'm correct. And so Pittsburgh did have the home field advantage. Right now, I feel like it would be smarter to start Brock and see how he does, and if it's just a repeat of like the Chargers game last Sunday, then bring in Manning. But Manning has proven himself that he's, I guess, not playoff material or Super Bowl material as well. He's been on the Broncos, but I might say Broncos on this one, maybe.
All right, so you're saying Denver. So when I was talking about momentum might be one of the most important things in all of sports. You win a game, you're high on momentum. You lose a couple in a row, you're sort of dragging down. And, you know, like you said, Manning's been hurt for a while. That'll definitely come into play, especially with him starting. I'm not sure if that's the right move by Denver. And especially against Pittsburgh, who's, I would say, one of the hottest teams in the NFL right now. You know, that's a huge part of momentum. And also, Denver hadn't played the last week. So that is also going to come into play with a little, okay, we're just getting back into the groove thing. Sure, they've been practicing really hard, but I don't see how Denver can come out on top of this one, especially with the last matchup going in Pittsburgh's favor. All right, so we both say that Kansas City will have beaten Houston. So Kansas City against New England, who do you like?
Well, I will have to say I am a bigger fan of the Chiefs than I am the Patriots. I despise the Patriots. But Patriots have Brady, Gronkowski, all those people. I think they're going to demolish the Chiefs. It's been a while since I've seen the Chiefs in the playoffs, at least. At least what I'm trying to say is the playoffs that matter, at least. I mean, all matter, but I just think the Patriots are an outstanding team. I think they can just get the job done and move on quickly.
All right, so again, coming back to momentum, I think that is the most important thing in the playoffs.
Momentum.
All right, but I think that Kansas City, that will be their 11th straight win when they beat Houston. Notice I'm saying win because they are going to beat Houston. But Kansas City, New England. New England's a great team. And I think that this will be definitely a close one. Gronk and Brady obviously going to connect for a lot of passes. But believe it or not, I'm going to go with the upset and say Kansas City is going to come out on top of this one. They just might be the better team here with a lot more games won. I mean, you look at New England, they've lost a lot of games in the last half of the season. That's definitely going to come into play.
Let me interrupt you there for a second. You know, I agree with you, like, with the Panthers losing to the Falcons a few weeks ago.
But that's just like how Pittsburgh lost to Baltimore. I think that
it's almost a rule, almost, it seems by now, that the great teams are eventually going to lose to a terrible team. Almost. So I feel like, I mean, I see what you're saying with Chiefs beating the Patriots. I think that is a that idea makes tons of sense, I believe. But then again, the Patriots are the Patriots, and I mean, I'd like to see the Chiefs win. I mean, I think it would be fun to see the Chiefs make it this far. It's been a while. And yeah, I see what you're saying, but I'm going with Patriots.
All right. And, you know, I kind of see where you're coming from. But Kansas City is just too hot right now to lose to a team that's lost a couple in the last half of the season. On to the NFC side. So, Minnesota against Carolina. Who do you think's going to win that?
Between Minnesota and Carolina, you see, this is really a no-brainer, honestly. I think Carolina, the Panthers, are going to just come out on top. They're going to get the job done very quickly. I mean, you're talking a team that only lost once this season. Sure, it was an upset when they lost to the Falcons, like I said before, but I find it silly almost to say that the Panthers will lose. I mean, you know, I am completely up for an upset here. I mean, I'm going to admit this. I'm not going to be surprised if I see an upset happen, almost. But you know, the bigger part of me is saying that the Panthers are just going to come out on top and get the job done.
All right. So I totally agree with you. Carolina is going to win. But I had a different matchup coming into this. I had Seattle versus Carolina. And I think that that would be more entertaining than Minnesota-Carolina, because Seattle-Carolina would be a game of completely contradictory. You've got one team that's super big on defense, one team that's super big on offense. Obviously, Cam Newton being the beast that he is, he might have a little bit of trouble with Seattle, but, you know, Carolina 15-1, that's hard to beat and hard to pick against, I should say. And that's why I'm saying Carolina is moving on. Arizona against Green Bay.
You know, this is a tough one. I mean, Arizona's been playing great this season. You know, they've been doing really good, actually. But like I said, I'm just a Packers fan, and I'll, you know, I'm just going to go Packers on this one. I think they can. I mean, yes, the, like you said before, the offensive line has just been doing poorly now. They might risk it with having Rodgers there, just getting sacked a bunch. I mean, possibly even injured if they're having that kind of offensive line right now. I think maybe the Packers can figure out what the problem is with that offensive line of theirs, and then they can get a solution, and then just, there you go, it's all over.
All right, so what I am thinking is Arizona Green Bay. What a great matchup. You've got two good offenses, two good defenses going up against each other. Arizona just played amazingly this season and somehow didn't get the one seed. That's how strong the NFC was this year, how hard it was to win. But, you know, overall, Green Bay seems like kind of that outlier that maybe they'll get in, maybe they won't. They're like that awkward brother, you know, they're just kind of there, but nobody likes them to be there. So that's why I'm going Arizona on this one.
Well, I am actually just completely undecided on this one. You know, you got, just like you were saying, the NFC is just phenomenal this season. They're doing great. That's excluding the Titans, Jaguars.
That's AFC.
Buccaneers, you know, all these people. You know, but then you think when, see, because I'm just undecided on this, you know. You got two teams that have been playing phenomenal this season, so I think it's actually going to be a really good game. It's not going to be like the Rose Bowl, let's hope. You know, I think it's going to be exciting.
Well, McCaffrey isn't playing, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to be a shutout or anything. I think it's going to be a really close, fun game. People are going to get their money's worth, the tickets.
Yeah, I think that one will go into the final 5 minutes, and that's when Arizona will go up 14, maybe. 35, I don't know, 31, maybe. Green Bay stage has come back in the last couple of minutes. But that's how I'm thinking. All right, so you're thinking Denver against New England for the AFC Championship game. How do you think that's going to fare out?
Well, like I was saying before, you know how I was saying that home field advantage with both of these teams, you know, Denver plays at New England, they lose. New England plays at Denver, they lose. And Broncos have the home field advantage on this one. And you know what? Let's hope they follow the pattern and the Broncos win. But you know what? I'm actually going with Patriots on this one. You know, the Patriots might have, ever since the Broncos beat them with Brock earlier in the season, or more like mid-season, the Patriots just started to go kind of downhill ever since there. And, you know, I think they might have just figured out what the problem was with that, and now I think Patriots are going to beat them at Sports Authority.
All right, so I have Pittsburgh against Kansas City. And this is red hot against, like, magma hot. All right? This is going to be a huge game. All right? It'll be back and forth continuously, on and off. Who's going to win? I personally see Pittsburgh coming out on top. I don't think that Kansas City has the defense required to beat Pittsburgh and Ben Roethlisberger.
I mean, the Chiefs are the Chiefs. I mean, I think Roethlisberger's going to just come out on top there.
Yeah, exactly. And Antonio Brown totally will shut down Kansas City. I'm thinking this will be back and forth, maybe overtime.
Possibly.
Overall, probably 38-35, game-winning field goal.
Yeah, I think a field goal's the would go. I mean, you know, and forget that thought. That's not.
All right. So you have Carolina against Green Bay. How is that going to turn out for your Packers?
Well, I think Packers are going to get demolished with the Carolina defense and all. Again, let's hope Packers can figure out what's wrong with that O-line of theirs.
Even if they do figure it out, it's not like it'll matter. I mean, Carolina's just been getting to the quarterback all season, no matter how good the O-line is.
See, yeah. If they can figure out, like, the main source. I mean, yeah, like you were saying, I don't think it even matters if they figure out the problem. Carolina is Carolina, period. There is no way that the Packers can beat the Panthers unless it's an upset. Like, I'm going all out on Panthers for this one. I think it's just, it's ridiculous to say the Packers are going to win this. With that O-line of theirs, I don't think there's any shot of them doing it.
All right. I have Carolina, Arizona. This matchup happened later in the season. I believe it was week 15. Carolina obviously came out on top. This was 1 week after they were rebounding from that Atlanta loss. This kind of reminds me of today's game between the Maryland Terrapins and the Wisconsin Badgers. Maryland, obviously, coming in here number 3, Wisconsin unranked, and yet Wisconsin put up a great fight and got it to be 63-60. While Maryland still won, Wisconsin still put up a fight, and I think that's what this is going to be like.
And that's what counts, though. Putting up the fight is what counts.
Yeah. Obviously, Carolina's going to win this game, maybe by 14 or more, but I think that Arizona just needs to put up a fight to get into next season, hit the ball rolling, let's go. That's going to be a very important game for Arizona, but obviously Carolina just is amazing in the fact that they can play games. They play all 60 minutes. They don't play 45 minutes and then stop, no matter how badly they're winning by.
I mean, they're not like the Broncos, how they have been playing for the past few weeks, you know, where the Broncos can only play one half and then they give up. It's either first half or second half. Either one of those halves they're going to give up, and then the score just plummets pretty much for them.
Yeah. And, you know, Carolina, Arizona, it's the fight that counts in this game. Just like anybody who plays Carolina up until maybe the Super Bowl, which we're going to talk about next. But I just can't see Arizona coming out on top, no matter how many ways I look at this. All right, so you had in your Super Bowl New England Carolina. How do you think this will fare?
I think this will actually be a great game. I think this is gonna the lead is gonna change a bunch with. I think it's gonna be just successful drives each time, almost maybe a pick or two. But see, You got the Patriots and you got the Panthers, one of the best teams in the NFL, pretty much. These teams are exceptional, pretty much. I mean, sure, I'm not going to rate the Patriots as the best team in the NFL right now. That's just silly. But what I'm saying is that you got two exceptional teams. They've They work hard. They are capable of getting that ball into the end zone a ton. You know, I feel like it's just almost normal. Or not normal, but it just seems, yeah, I guess normal to have this be a good game and close for me. I mean, you might say that Panthers are just the Panthers and they're just going to come out on top. I'm going to make it a shutout or something. Repeat of Super Bowl 48 or so. You know, I find it's... I'm going to go Panthers on this one, though. I think it's going to be either a game-winning field goal or touchdown, you know, something amazing like that.
So, obviously, a drive led by Cam Newton, who deserves this.
Yeah.
All right, so... I had Pittsburgh against Carolina. Two great quarterbacks, pretty much the opposite of each other, though. One, you've got a seasoned veteran. The other, you've got a guy who's just coming up in Cam Newton and just dominating. Both of them have been dominating this season. And I think it just comes down to who plays the longest. And when I say play, I don't mean like just is on the field. I mean who plays the longest. Who will stay in that game and fight the longest, no matter how long it goes, no matter how bad it gets. I think that this will be just an exceptional Super Bowl. I'm thinking Carolina by 7, but like I said, it's a fight that counts if you're playing Carolina. And even in the Super Bowl, Carolina's just, there's like almost a god in here, where Carolina's a god, and then Pittsburgh might be the strongest man. New England might be the strongest man, but I'm thinking that the god here obviously will win. So, obviously, we were both thinking Carolina will win. Let's bring in my friend Drunkle. So, how do you think these playoffs are going to go?
What's the Carolina? What? Last I checked, Carolina's not even a place. I mean, you can't expect somebody to... I love you, man. I love you.
All right, that's enough from Drunkle.
I'm feeling all emotional here. No.
Yeah, that's enough from Drunkle.
You're not going to take me off the radio. I sound funny.
All right, that's it for Drunkle.
No, it's
and
not.
That will be it for
There's
our
never
show.
Enough Drunkle.
We will see you next week to see the matchups that are going to be for next week, and we'll just more or less carry on with this. So I hope you guys did enjoy this show, and as always, have a great time. I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.